This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. People dismayed that the Louisville, Kentucky officers who shot Breonna Taylor have not been charged with her death have vowed to persist in their fight for justice. Many took to the streets in several United States cities to call for reforms to combat racist policing. The big question for a town torn apart by Taylor's death and the larger issue of racism in America was how to move forward. Protesters chanted her name and flooded the streets in Taylor's hometown Thursday night. Several people have been detained. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Viola was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when Viola was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white. It's a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Viola's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said a race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings of Todd and Stacey Bagley, who were both white. U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to commit a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election has drawn swift blowback from both parties in Congress. Mr. Trump was unfazed, declaring anew on Thursday that he is not sure the election can be honest. Meanwhile, lawmakers are turning to unprecedented steps to ensure the president cannot ignore the vote of the people. Democratic House members are pressing Mr. Trump's cabinet to go on to record to support record to support.